much for coming. It's great to see so many people out here. We've been very excited about this event for a long time. And it's been even more exciting for the last 5 days watching these musicians rehearse with our guests tonight, Arthur Barrow and Tommy Mars. And I wanted to say a few words of thanks, first of all, to make this event possible. We had a very generous grant from the Getty Foundation, and we also had some assistance from our friends in the Division of Jazz Studies, so I want to thank them as well for that. And also some of the instruments that we got. This beautiful Hammond B3 organ from Eric Scorcia, so I want to thank Eric for that. And yeah. You're going to really thank him when you hear Tommy smoking on that thing, so it's really amazing. And then also I want to thank David Huff for the use of his Fender Rhodes here, which is another really great distinctive sound that we have here, so thank you very much. And I thought before introducing our guests, I just want to say a few words about a little bit of the history of how we got to this event tonight and the class itself. It was a number of years ago. Actually, I came here in 1992, and at the time I directed the Nova Ensemble, which is the new music ensemble here. And the year after I got here, Frank Zappa died in December of 1993, and I really wanted to do a work of his on one of our programs. And actually, my colleague at the time, David Joyner, who was in the Jazz Studies Division, had the Jazz Repertoire Ensemble. And he and I were talking about a combined program where we would do basically crossover works, jazz works that kind of incorporated classical language and classical works that incorporated jazz. And among the many works we did on that program, it was a very long program, were Milton Babbitt's All Set, and we did All About Rosie by George Russell, and Revelation by Charles Mingus, and Stravinsky's Ragtime, and we did the Dupree's Paradise of Frank Zappa. And it was a very large ensemble for the group. I mean, it was a chamber ensemble. Nova Ensemble is generally chamber, but this was a 27-person orchestra, so it was a pretty big group. And I remember how exciting it was at the time, and it was not a problem finding performers, because a lot of people, particularly the percussionists, were just dying to do Frank Zappa. And so over the years, I was thinking it would be really great to teach a class on Frank Zappa. I was more and more fascinated with his life and his work and his kind of connections in politics and just the social and cultural impact he had. And finally, in 2001, I decided to teach a class on Zappa in the summer of that year. And we had a small class cohort of 6 people in that class. It was a little small, almost like a seminar. And for the next several summers, I taught that class, and it grew a little bit. I think that the largest it got over the summer was about 18 people, which I thought was pretty big for a summer class. And then in 2009, I taught it in a long semester. We did it in the spring, and we had 50 people enrolled in the class. And that was going to be my last time teaching it. And I got so many people that wanted to take it that I said, okay, I'll do it another 3 years. So this year, I'm teaching again this semester, and it got 60 people. And it's only because there's only 60 seats in the classroom. I imagine if we had a 100-seat room, we'd probably get 100 people in there, which just tells you what an impact this man has still on music and society and culture. I mean, so many people are interested in his work, not just the music, but just all aspects of his personality. And just a little bit about how we got to connect with Arthur. I think it was 2006, if I'm not mistaken. I get this call out of the blue from Arthur Barrow, and he says, I'm Arthur Barrow, and I used to play bass for Frank Zappa. It's like, I know who you are. I teach a class on Frank Zappa. You don't have to tell me who you are. And he said, yeah, a friend of mine told me you're teaching this class, and he sent me this flyer. It turns out that was Thad Mondouras, who's here tonight, and was another, I mean, I really appreciate it, because he made that connection between me and Arthur, and Thad and Arthur went to school here in the 70s. So at that point, Arthur and I were in kind of email and phone communication. We decided for that semester's class to do a phone interview with Arthur. So we all got in the conference room, kind of crowded around the phone, and had a Q&A with Arthur over the phone for about an hour. And it went so well that the next year I called him up when I taught the class again. I said, hey, you want to do it again? He said, sure, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do it again. So we did the same thing. And then that was, I think, 07, which was the last time I taught it in the summer. And then when I taught it in the long semester in 2009, I had enough people, a big group of people in the class, we decided to have Arthur come out for a visit. So I thought it would be great to have him on campus and meet these kids in person and be able to talk and get to know them and a lot more than an hour-long phone conversation. So not long before he came out, maybe 2 months or so, he said, you know, I'm thinking, since I'm out there, why don't we do a program of Zappa's music? I thought, okay, I guess we can do that. He said, maybe we can do it with the people in the class. Well, the class doesn't just include music majors. There's people from all over campus. And some of them are not music majors, are still musicians. So I essentially opened it up and said, anybody want to be in this band? Of course, several people raised their hand. They wanted to be in the band. And so we put together a kind of ad hoc group in a very short period of time. Arthur came out on a Monday night, or maybe it was Monday during the day. We did the class on Monday. We'd had a rehearsal that night. Then we had a rehearsal on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we performed a program. So it was only 2 days of rehearsal. And it was a 10-piece band. It was a much lighter program than we have now. And we did it as a kind of clinic, more like an open rehearsal, because we knew it wasn't going to be a polished performance because it just wasn't at a time. And this was at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. And we still had 120 people attend. And it was in the Merrill Ellis Theater, which usually holds about 90 people. So it was completely packed, just overflowing, and people in the balcony. So when I taught the class again this year, I was talking to Arthur last summer. And I said, you know, why don't we maybe have someone else from the band come out? And he said, oh, Tommy Mars would be great. And I thought, that's fantastic. Arthur always talks very fondly of Tommy. I love Tommy's keyboard playing. And Arthur said, let's discuss this, let's figure this out. So we kind of worked out a game plan, and what Arthur was doing, unbeknownst to me at least in the beginning, was planning a very large event, much more ambitious than what we had in 2009. So in the fall, I think it was October, I start getting these charts from him, the information about charts. Here's what we're going to be doing. I'm doing these arrangements. Tommy and I are arranging these pieces. And the program just grew and grew, and I'm starting to get these scores later in the semester and getting a little scared because Frank Zappa's music is notoriously difficult, and he wasn't looking for the easy stuff in this group of pieces, and as you'll hear tonight. So as soon as the enrollment closed for the spring semester, I started emailing the people that were already enrolled in the class and planning to see if we're going to do this concert. If you're interested, let me know. And I started hearing back from some of the performers. And around January, when the class kind of gelled, we started getting a better idea who's going to be involved. And out of that initial call, we put together the group you see here, most of whom are from the class. There are a few people we got from outside. We didn't have some instruments covered, so we got a few people from outside. But for the most part, they're from class, and they've been sweating bullets for most of the semester as parts are coming in, like, oh my God, I got to count 19/8, and this piece in 13, and I've got these wicked triplets I got to play. So it was getting a little daunting. And when Arthur and Tommy came, they arrived on Thursday night. We had our first rehearsal. And we'd already been, you know, they'd been looking at some of the music beforehand. And they got in, and the rehearsals, you know, obviously it's the first night's a little bit shaky. And by Friday, already the second night, it was sounding pretty darn good. And by Saturday, we were already able to run the show, and it was better than the performance or the reading that they did in 2009. So I figured, if this is Saturday, and we've got 2 more days of rehearsal, it's going to really be great. And I have to say, I mean, these performers are fantastic. I mean, you're going to hear them tonight, and you'll know what I mean. And everybody gets a chance to shine at one point or another. So you'll get to hear a lot of really wonderful playing, as well as from our guests, Tommy and Arthur. So without any more blabbing, I've probably taken enough time. I want to give a nice warm welcome, please, to our guests, Arthur Barrow and Tommy Mars.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our concert. Thank you very much for coming here. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Joseph Klein for bringing us here and making it all possible. Dr. Klein. It's quite an honor to be here and be in this beautiful music hall, the brand new Voortman. I used to perform here a couple of times. I had to do my organ juries. There used to be a pipe organ over there. Anybody here know what a jury is? Yeah. Anyway, a bunch of wonderful people have come. I know my friend Bob McCready is here, that came down from Dallas. I think the Anderson family is here. Are they here? There they are. Did Mom and Dad go? Oh, there they are. I couldn't see. I was looking around for you. We have three generations of Andersons. Dr. and Mrs. Anderson. Dr. Anderson was the finest musical acoustics teacher that anyone could ever hope for. His son David, one of my oldest and dearest friends from Denton. And Jonathan, a great composer in his own right. Let's see who else. A bunch of you, I don't want to, I hate to leave anybody out, but I have to point out one guy. There is a guy who came all the way from Tokyo, Japan, to see our show here. He just got in today. His name is, let me make sure I say it right, Yosuke. Yosuke, around, stand up and take it. There you go. As Yosuke came all the way from Japan to see us. I hope you're not disappointed. We'll try to put on a really good show for you. And of course, sitting by my nephew David Barrow and his lovely wife Anita. Okay, I know you came here not to hear me talk, but to hear some music. We have Dr. K's Rockin' College Combo here. Great group of musicians. They've been working really hard. Gonna try to put on a good show for you. And now it is my extreme esteemed pleasure to introduce to you the one and only incredibly magnificent and amazing Tommy Marr. It's so great to be here at North Texas, the greatest music school in the world, right? Yeah! I knew that cheap line would get some applause. Okay. Okay, you ready? Thank you.
Thank you. you so much.
I had fun.
One, two, three.
much. It's sort of a world premiere. Uh-oh. The concert just took a little bit of a change of direction here. What do we have here? Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Clannettes. Aren't they just demure? Watch and play a little flat, make the session go overtime. That's where it's at. Saxophone, clarinet. Tell me, how many doubles can you get? Special rules provide the way, help you maximize your pain. Your girl, Arlen's. What's the diff?
Triple scale.
Who cares what service that's your with?
Tommy's.
As long as you can suck the butt of the contractor who calls you up. You know what? Your career could take a bump unless you kneel and scarf his butt. Those dates come rolling in. You can wipe your lips and flash a grin that tells them all at the jingle day that you enjoy what you just gave. Yo, yo!
Yeah.
are cool. You know, you had Dr. Klein at this dentist school.
You give clinics on the side. You know what? Music has died.
Stage tonight, and we aim to exorcise the yo from music and resurrect her to
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're taking practice.
Let me translate what's happening. This is an exercise in juvenility and seniority. We are in a very old planet. And it's getting older and 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 older. And we are not. We are youngsters. And we're getting
left. Young. Ready?
For real. We're talking about something that has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on outside here. This is like where it is right now. This is real. And it's the best. You know why? Music is the best. Music is the best. Music is the best. Music is the best. Music! Music! Music is the best! Everybody! Music is the best! Music is the best! Music is the best! Music is the best!
Sight. He said for a nominal service charge that we could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who are you driving with that car?
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Oh, dear brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. And he reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But tell me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, well, you might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. But I said,
oh yeah, brother,
what kind of a guru are you anyway?
Oh dear brother, don't you waste your time on me.
Play the blues, boy.
Thank you. problems of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram them up your snout.
But I got the crystal ball,
he said, and I held it on up to the light. But I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped a newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbles, then I told him he was going to sleep. I rubbed his rings and his pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
Blossom Bean has just gone up and your lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or a Walmart poncho?
It's a Klein poncho.
Listen here, you can make more money as a butcher.
So don't you waste your time on me.
Shall inherit the earth. Well, I heard that some sheik has bought New Jersey last week, and you suckers ain't getting nothing. Is Harry Rama really wrong if you wander around with a shall inherit nothing?
You say your life's a bum deal, and you're up against the wall. Well, people, you ain't got no kind of deal at all. 'Cause what they do down in Austin,
they just takes care of number one.
So much nothing. So what do you do? You just eat that pork, or eat that ham, laugh till you choke on Billy Graham, Moses, Aaron, and Abraham.
They're all a waste of time, and it's your ass that's on the line.
It's your ass that's on the line.
Do what you wanna, do what you will, just don't mess up your neighbor's thrill. When you pay the bill, kindly leave a little tip and help the next poor sucker on his one-way trip.
Half a dozen for the hotel room!
shouted down the block. Now that's college rhythm.
Come spirit 220, won't you eat my sneeze pancakes just for sake of Alfonso? They're so light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. They're so light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. They're so light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town. They're so light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town. The more Dr. Klein, and I think Tommy had a little something he wanted to say to y'all. Tommy, go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. If you can hold it down just for a second, this never, ever would have happened without our musical brother, Frank Zappa. So give it up for him.
Good night, Frank Zappa, wherever you are.
Great job.
Dr. Joe, my prophet, the visionary,
the one and only.